religious or otherwise, that see the world in two different ways. I think our board does a pretty good job of not. I think the word maybe you're looking for is discrimination. We don't discriminate between what the, as long as it's a charitable or religious purpose or some other nonprofit purpose, I think we do a pretty good job of recognizing that, whether we agree with it or not. And the assessor will get a chance to speak here, but I think that more of the target is just simply looking for abuses within the nonprofit area. It's not necessarily a religious objection. Now, there may have been some comments or whatever, I don't know, but I just want you to know this board is just concerned with the purpose and what you're doing with the property and whether or not that property is in an individual's name, which we've had to deny before, and whether it's going to go to a nonprofit after the fact, and that's one of the big things. So if you guys don't have any more questions, I'll let him talk about the use. Please do.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you, Susan. Kevin, appreciate all your efforts on this. It's been a lot of time and effort.
Life's Journey, Inc. has been a 501c3 nonprofit since forming in 2008 for over 15 years. So I'm just reading to you two short pages that I put in your book there for your copies. Over 4,000 youth have been to the camps, events, and park established in 2019 called Little Heroes Park. This includes 8 basketball camps with Jackie Stiles, 4 fishing events with Julie Martin and the National Forest on Swan Creek, which was before we started developing the park. And now daily at Little Heroes Park, north of the Big Cross and Walnut Shade, and walking trails in Branson Hills. We have put 3 walking trails at Walnut Shade and 3 in Branson Hills, and we have cut them through. I've been part of every one of them with chainsaws and all that good stuff. Little Heroes Park location in Walnut Shade has had over 2,500 youth come to enjoy the 9 sports and Bible verses, including fishing in the lake and now 3D archery, disc golf, walking trails, and pickleball. Just to clarify what Kevin said, there's 9 sports, 9 Bible verses, and it's like Dad going to play golf. It's over about 5 to 10 acres. Little Heroes Park, Branson Hills property has 3 trails cut through it on 105 acres with more to come. There's Bible verses throughout the trails, the River of Life Trail, Kingman Trail, and Revelation Road with Bible verses throughout, and we hope to have additional sports, disc golf and golf I didn't put in there. There's some beautiful 8-foot waterfalls on that green space. Just on a side note, that's in pictures in there. All funds go to Life's Journey as a donation on a daily pass or season pass for the use of the property, or we let them in free. We never have turned anyone down on either property. We have had church, youth groups, Christian schools, FCA, or Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and public schools, home schools, and other nonprofits like the Boys and Girls Club. We just had 13 kids in the Boys and Girls Club at the Jackie Stiles camp that we fully supported. Many families have come to utilize the park and have since the pandemic. We have had 5 nonprofit events in the past 5 weeks. And I donate all my time to this nonprofit. A little background, I'm a CPA since 1988 with my own firm from 1991 to 2006, and as a wealth and tax advisor with my own company, Advisory Financial, since 1995, serving over 500 clients in high net worth in real estate. This situation came about when I was meeting with Dan Ruta in July 22, who gifted the land in Branson Hills, being 105 acres on the 14 tracts, which included 16 acres of green space. He saved around $800,000 to $1 million in taxes on a $2.8 million gift, less $150,000 that we were obligated to on a note, which we had collateral for that as an asset. This strategy created cash flow for the economy locally for Dan to invest in, and was because we were a 501c3 nonprofit. I've been the president of Life's Journey since 2008. Going on to the situation, December 2022, I want to be clear, our nonprofit submitted 45 pages, notarized pages, of paperwork right after the closing, which in total has been 3 times now we've submitted it, with all 14 tracts notarized to Susan Chapman. I personally handed her the information and met with her. She said there's a chance we will go to the State Tax Commission and the Board of Equalization if she does not approve it. And she had not looked at it fully yet, but we had a discussion at that time. I expected a response back in writing, but did not want to rush her. I trusted Susan would let me know. The only response I got back was the tax bills in November of 2023 for over $160,000. I immediately went to her office, and she said she had no records of this. I was really confused, to be honest, guys. No records, lost all 45 pages of notarized documents for all 14 tracts. I made a copy, and after talking to her, spoke to Sheila Wyatt, one of the tax commissioners, and apparently I only had one option to appeal to the state tax commission. This is for 2023. Since I missed the Board of Equalization meeting in 2023, I emailed Susan a copy of the 45 pages, since I thankfully made a copy, and it's in your records here. So almost done here. 2023 is in the hearing process at the State Tax Commission, as we are appealing it. We have spent $7,500 in attorney fees thus far just to take on this battle as a nonprofit, and it's definitely a hardship on a nonprofit and operations, not to mention the endless hours involved. Today we are here for the same 45 page notarized document for 2024, and I have not had the best of conversations with Susan. Everything we do is not to her standard, including asking me why we haven't paid the 2023 taxes yet. I feel we have been pushed around. She has a reckless regard for her job, as well as no respect for nonprofits as a whole. I'm confused why the Lions Club has land approved and tax exempt since her dad was past president of the Lions Club. We're not in the best economy, and our nonprofit life's journey, as well as many others, are making a difference. I know other nonprofits like Freedom Encounter, whom we have worked with, Bridge of Faith, Camp Kanakuk, and many others are frustrated, or very frustrated. In summary, we are asking for life's journey's taxes to be waived for all tracts of land in Branson Hills, not only for 2024, but 2023 as well, since all of our paperwork was lost in 2023, and we missed a chance for this meeting in 2023. So I thank you for your time today, and I just have a couple bullet points. In summary, to keep it simple, life's journey, we have accurate information, and it's cut and dry. We have met the Franciscan test. We have been a nonprofit in operation since 2010. We are current on all 990 tax returns with the IRS. We have filed all annual reports with the Secretary of State's office. Thank you guys for your time.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions before we let the assessor address this?
I was going to ask what happened in 23. I'm trying to figure that out.
No paperwork was lost. Mr. Recape came into my office with his paperwork telling me what he wanted to do, that he was going to charge memberships for people to go. I told him that I was not going to approve it right there. I said, no, this is not a go. I said, you need to go to the BOE. He spent an hour in my office discussing how to fill out the BOE forms, how to do this. Then in December, I didn't hear anything from him after that. He was going to take care of that and come to the BOE. In December, I got a call, a frantic call. You need to go in front of the commission and get this taken off. I can't pay this. And I said, you were supposed to go to the BOE. Why didn't you go? Well, I didn't know when to go. I couldn't have done more. Like I said, in person, when he brought his paperwork, I told him it was a no-go. This is vacant land. This is vacant. There's no development on it. Even the paperwork, and I've got pictures for it, too, that show where, with the city of Branson and the permits, they're not quite through with their process. They have some sort of land disturbance permits that haven't been done correctly.
That's just a burning permit.
Hold on. And so this year, again, I called him and I let him know, you know, he had been taxed. And when I saw the numbers growing, I said, you know, you to go to the appeal, you have to have paid the taxes, then it goes the other way. I said, but your penalties and fees are growing. And, you know, when he says, I call him, I was just kind of letting him know that. But, again, he was told in person that day, this project was not tax exempt by the way I do the packets and the Franciscan test.
Does that answer your question? Okay. All right. And now, do we have any questions for either of them before we allow the assessor to make whatever case she's going to make?
I do have a question because you do have the one parcel that's listed on the market. Is that part of the trails and part of all that?
Yeah, I mean, we have three choices at this point, because we missed the first year that the paperwork was lost, and I did email it to him. But the point is, we listed it because, one, we're going to try to sell one or two tracts to pay the taxes was one option. No guarantees in this market, mm-hmm. but to answer your question, yeah, the trails go right past it, but it really doesn't affect it too much. And we're allowed to sell our properties, I mean, but I didn't want to sell it, but that was the situation we were getting into, getting delayed on the taxes, like she said. So, and it is high, like Susan said, with the SID tax and all that. So it's, but I guess what I'm saying is, we all along have a limited budget. We've cut in three trails, spent $10,000 with excavation. We've improved the front entrance. I don't know if she's been down the trails, but there are three trails, and we do have five Bible verses on each trail that we're sharing throughout that land. We're going to add golf and disc golf. We're right next to the driving range for the Payne Stewart golf course, and it's natural when they hit all the balls over to us that we can have kids hitting them back. So that's the use for it right now before we actually do what we'd like to do in the park maybe in the future, but we're on a limited budget. So, and the just to clarify, we did a permit. We were approved for a permit for excavating, but they wanted us to do another permit to burn the pile of brush. Well, we never followed up with that because we had to move the equipment back out, which costs a lot of money to burn a pile of brush. So that's why the permits are not – there's one hanging out.
That's the city of Branson you're talking about.
Yeah, I called the fire department chief, who I know really well. His son worked for us at the park, and he said, you got to file for a permit. I'm sorry, you can't burn yet. So.
Okay.
I was going to question about your other property north of town. Is that in Taney County?
Yes, it is.
Is that exempt now?
Well, that's just to clarify, we have 87 acres there in RT LLC, our entity. And then there's 5 acres that's joint. We basically lease that land to Life's Journey for $1 a month, $12 a year. So we're basically giving it to them. We just haven't transferred it over yet. So that's a different type of situation where we're not owning it yet as a nonprofit.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
This land is what Dan Rudy gifted to us.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions right now?
Thank you.
Okay. Susan?
Okay. First, I'd like to say I object to the things that you said about me that are not true. You've made aspersions on my character and the way I run the office, and they are not true. I am here in a public forum to work with you on these things. But the Board of Equalization also knows how I deal with charities and exemptions. And I have said before, I prefer it goes before the Board of Three. The difficulty with this property, the Franciscan test and all the rules with the state say that you cannot just have vacant property and have it be tax exempt. Nothing is being done with this property, and if they could bring up on the screen behind us here, or in front of you guys, the pictures, please, of what we've done. Now, I was out there last year. I was out there January 1st or January 2nd. No, that's not it. That's the, there's a folder with pictures, please. I think it's towards the bottom. If you could start on those one at a time and move across. Okay, so that's the land disturbance permit information.
They haven't called us for a long time.
Okay, it's my turn, please.
Sorry about that.
All right, so this one here, this is the sign that they put up in front of this land. And then if you look it up, you know, they're wanting you to pay to go get a membership. And you can see where it says call or email for your membership. So the next picture, they've got security cameras up. Good to know. Now, when I was there in January, they had a chain up across the driveway. You couldn't even get in. And it had been there for at least a year. And so now when I went this time here about 3 weeks ago, the chain is down. But this is what we found. And if you go to the next picture, this is where all the permit stuff was for City of Branson, where they... That's where we got the picture that we took of the land disturbance permit. It's not being followed. Next picture, please. These are the types of signs that they have stuck in the ground. There's no place to park.